This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Moneybag Yo said he got time today, all right? And we got time today because it's spring and it's time for you to get your mental health right with BetterHelp. I've been getting my time right with my therapist, and it's time for you to get your time right with yours, okay? Don't wish you had more time, because you got it now that you have asked for it. And make sure you tap in with your licensed therapist right here with BetterHelp. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/TrapHouse today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/TrapHouse. A big March Madness information coming in right now with our sponsor, DraftKings Sportsbook. Okay, March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. Like, you might want to bet on Oakland versus Kentucky, okay? Because Oakland got the money line of +700 and Kentucky got -1100. I mean, you might as well go ahead and get that money, man. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code TRAP like we use code TRAP. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code TRAP. The crown is yours. Go get your money.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/b. Ball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Trap the Sack? Don't you love early mornings? It harkens me back to last week when we dropped the real episode, but sitting here with my empty cup of Joe. So I guess since it's empty and left, it's a cup of Tyrone. This is a black coffee. But we got something special for you. And when I say special, I mean you. We decided to take all the voicemails, check them, all the text messages, read them. Nah, I'm lying. We just called people for under an hour. All of our people that commute to work listening, at work listening, those mother truckers driving them trucks, and those people eating that overrated potato salad. Yes, I'm still on that. But make sure you enjoy, tune in, listen, and we'll be back soon. But until then, we'll be calling you. So make sure you answer. All right, y'all.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl, slap your lap.
Get you through your day. And it's free of cost. Don't you laugh too loud. Don't get fired by your boss.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
All right, y'all, we doing something different today. We gonna just be taking a bunch of calls.
Whoop, whoop.
Well, not taking calls. We gonna be doing some calls.
Doing some calls.
Listening to some voicemails. Catching up on all these voicemails that we have so many. Whoever answers.
So we listen to the voicemail first, or are we going?
Yep. Okay. I see one that
pick
up
it
top
up.
That's 3 minutes, and that already looks daunting to me.
That's
that,
long.
That scares me.
Are my ad libs
a 3 minute voicemail? That's scary. Like, we gotta put a cap at the length of a
I mean, why not today though? I mean,
but, yeah, today is be the day to do it. So right. Let's try it from Spartan. Hold on.
Now, are you starting from the top or the bottom?
Dog.
That sounded like a police scanner just called in.
I'm gonna start from the top. All right, so from Spartanburg, South Carolina. All right.
Good morning, this is Ian calling from Baltimore.
Why is it not letting me? There we go.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, my name's Mecca. I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. Just called to say what's up, and also to kind of I don't know about it. Like called venting, but I'm in a little bit of a situation. Like, okay, my family just bought a house, and right now we're dealing with, like, you know, everything that comes with buying a house. Me and my wife, we're dealing with full bills now, but at the same time, like, we're planning on going to Nigeria. This year, like I'm from Nigeria. Like I was born in Nigeria, but I came here as a baby. I pretty much grew up here. While my wife, she was born. She's also from Nigeria, but she's been living here for the past 5 years now. So she's like all her family's still living there. So she's gotten pretty homesick. So we're making plans on traveling. Thing is, it costs a lot of money, like $6,000 for plane tickets for for all of us, like for me and my wife and my two kids. On top of that, we have to pay for like so much money for just to get like Nigerian passports when they still haven't gotten their American passports yet. That's another like $200. And on top of that, while we still have to pay my mortgage, where our mortgage just increased this year. I didn't even know it does that. But also got to pay bills, and we're also doing this. I'm working full time. My wife, she currently works part time because.
Before we finish it, this is why we need a cap.
On
voice.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see where he's going with
yeah,
it.
Yeah. We got a minute left.
We got a minute left. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let's hear it.
She's also going to school. So right now, we feel like we got to go to Nigeria now. Or like as soon as possible, because we don't know when else we have a chance. Because my wife is planning on starting nursing school next year. So my question is, am I making the right decision? Because I know we have. It's not a bad idea to travel. I know that it's not a bad thing to travel, but we have so many things that we got to deal with. I don't know if we should focus on those first, like. Right now, we barely have a lot of money, but right now we're looking to travel. I'm just wondering, am I making the right decision? If y'all get this message, you call me back or he ran out of space?
We're just going to call him back, because...
Do we talk about this? Cam just want to call people.
As soon as he pick up, don't.
You're calling.
Oh, okay. This.
Holy shit.
Yo.
Hey.
Yo.
You
call me back.
You in a conundrum.
You in a conundrum. And also, don't ever leave us a 3 minute voicemail again.
Damn, look.
I was driving. I didn't even realize Whispers last that long.
Oh, yeah. We was like, 3 minutes, that's daunting. But we
we're going to let you slide this time.
But, and don't be making emotional calls while you driving, okay? You're supposed to put on some Kenny G, try to relax.
Some Kenny G.
Jesus. To answer your question, though, it really all comes down to your finances, man. Like, if you can afford to do it, I say go for it, because as you said, you may not have time later on once you start nursing school. And we all know how long nursing school is. Your kids will probably be out the house by the time she finished. So, so I feel like if you have the means to do it, go for it, because it'll be a great trip for y'all going back home. I don't know how long it's been since y'all been back, and it'll be great for your kids to experience that. But if it's something that's going to put you in a bind, especially with her having to pay for school and you got the mortgage increase, I say this, go somewhere, a shorter trip. Like, maybe go somewhere to Puerto Rico or somewhere closer to the Bahamas as a smaller trip that you can still enjoy, but it won't be as expensive as Africa.
Yeah. It's somewhere she really wants to go, because, like, you know, she's from there, so she hasn't seen her family since she came here. She first came here like 5 years ago. She hasn't seen her family since then. So something that we've been really wanting to go for a long time. So I think we have enough money to make it. I'm just like, you know, it's just gotta be like soon after we just bought a house and everything, but I think we can make it.
Yeah, if you can, then do it, man.
Yeah,
because family is, you know, where is that? Especially if she ain't seen him in 5 years, I can only imagine.
Now, when you get back, if you just got to eat, you know, bread to make it, you know, you just got to do what you got to do, you know.
That's yeah.
As the husband, you're going to get the short end of the stick. So the family can eat regular, but you only can eat bread. Like, she'll be in there cooking. Don't you touch that. That's for her and the kids. You eat the bread.
Well, man, I can't believe y'all called me back. I was like, man, I was thinking, because I recall trying like a few times. I left y'all text messages, because damn, I've been watching y'all since 2013, and you guys have been hilarious. Like, my favorite, what favorite video from y'all is like straight out Dunwoody.
That's a good one.
I thought that was hilarious, because I've been to Dunwoody in that place, and so it's like so true. But damn.
Hey, Mecca, it's Mecca, right?
Yo, what's up? Yeah, Mecca. Yeah.
Hey, what made you call us? What made you think to call us for that question in particular?
I just need some advice. I just need some advice from anybody.
Okay,
he said it. I'll just call it. Anyone who can listen.
Yeah, anybody that can listen, I want to call. But yeah, well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you, dog.
We got more calls to make, but enjoy that trip. Send us some pictures to our DM.
Yeah.
All right,
man. All right. I appreciate y'all calling me, man.
And when I say pictures, I mean when you get to Africa. I don't want pictures of you.
Yeah.
This you.
I'm
going to
send a lot of stuff.
Cam, one picture of your feet.
Absolutely that. All right, bro. We'll talk to you.
All
right,
man.
Yeah. I'm be honest with you. I'm not trying to be racist, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the hot that the means total it's racist. Pole. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. The totem pole of quality of the grade of feet that I typically like to look at.
Okay,
right?
Okay, the grade of feet.
I'd find that Nigerian feet tend to be a little lower on the total pole.
Now, is this because you're Ethiopian and you think it's an East West Coast African
beat? It might be.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Ethiopian women might have it with the softer feet. I ain't gonna lie. And this might be completely ignorant.
Absolutely.
There's some beautiful Nigerian women out here.
Absolutely.
Boy. I'm pandering now like a motherfucker, boy. But at the same, I'm just saying.
Sometimes you gotta pander.
Hey, shout out to Mecca, man.
Shout
appreciate
out to Mecca, dog.
Let's go to Houston, Texas.
Alright.
Hey, yo, this is Joseph from Houston, man. I was just trying to leave y'all a message, man. Trying to say, hey, man, I'm congrats on everything, bro.
Hey!
Man, I'm just trying to find this episode where Cam read a Yelp review about a jailmate, dog. when I say I was reading that mug, I was crying laughing, bro. I was crying laughing so hard.
You remember that?
I damn near crashed my truck. So when you get the message, shit, hit me up and let me know what episode that was so I can re-listen to that mug. Appreciate it.
I vaguely remember.
You said I was reading a Yelp
review. A Yelp review about a jail.
Like a dude from jail either left a review or something like that.
It was something like that. But also, Comedy Trap House got to have, per capita, the most truck drivers.
Shout out to my truck drivers. We got the truck drivers in the nation.
Yes. The most, hands down.
Yes.
If we want to start a truck driving community.
Oh, my God.
It would go off.
The Trap the Sack got to get its supplies from somewhere.
If we do, we're going to call it Mother Truckers.
Mother Truckers.
Somebody going to sue this. I know they got that. Right.
Absolutely.
Somebody got that.
Hey, big March Madness information coming in right now with our sponsor, DraftKings Sportsbook. Okay, March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. Like, you might want to bet on Oakland versus Kentucky, okay? Because Oakland got the money line of +700 and Kentucky got -1100. I mean, you might as well go ahead and get that money, man. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code TRAP like we use code TRAP. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code TRAP. The crown is yours. Go get your money.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Uh-oh, you know what time of the year it is, man. It's time for March Madness. Don't be scared. Get excited, okay? The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here with our sponsor, DraftKings, okay? DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150. I ain't never turned $5 into $150, except when I sold a little candy in high school, but that's neither here nor there, okay? And bonus bets with any college basketball bet. For example, this Thursday, we got North Carolina versus Texas Tech. We got North Carolina +180 on the money line, Texas Tech -218. Who would you go? Or we got South Dakota versus Iowa State. South Dakota +1200, Iowa State -2400. Are you going to be that Cinderella team? Who knows? All right, North Carolina listeners, don't forget DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state too. Come on, North Carolina, you got live sports bet in a game to the city. Come on and raise up, take your shirt off, okay? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code TRAP like we use code TRAP. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code TRAP. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Let me call him. What was his name? Joseph.
It was funny.
Mimi.
Hello.
What's up?
Young Joseph.
Joseph.
Hey.
Man, what up, man?
What up, man?
Hey, it's Swish House, baby.
What's that, Swish House?
Hey, we calling you back and we got your voicemail. We ain't got the episode, but we got a call.
Yeah, we got a call.
Okay.
What's going on?
Y'all don't know what episode it was.
I don't know.
Man, we've done so many episodes, I can't call.
Yeah. Hey, explain it again. Yeah,
man,
go break
it. I remember that day vividly, man. I was crossing through Nashville, Tennessee. You start reading that mud, dog, I just start busting out laughing. Dog.
You said it was a dude in jail reading, he was reviewing food or something, or what?
Cam was reading a Yelp review off a dude from jail.
Oh, okay, yeah. So
the dude was locked up.
He was locked up
in jail, and he put it in a Yelp review. Cam was reading that mud.
We gotta find that. That's funny.
I was crying laughing, bro. That's
funny.
Yeah. I would never think somebody a dude in jail giving a Yelp review.
Hey, makes sense. Because for future people that's going there, they want to know what the conditions
they
are.
They
want to
know what's
going on. Prepared for,
you know.
It
so
makes sense.
Yeah, it does make
like,
sense.
Like I put on my Yelp review. Make sure y'all know some kung fu, because they be fighting.
Him, hey, what,
you a truck driver?
Yeah, I'm a truck driver.
Where you at right now?
Well, I'm about to cross through Memphis. I'm on the way to Plano, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you got some time.
Oh yeah, you got some little time.
At least give us one food spot. What state got a good food spot you been to?
A good food spot?
Yeah, that was like, ooh, this. I just visit this state just for that. Like,
I don't know, I ain't even tried everything in Houston yet.
See?
I be seeing stuff on Instagram from the city. I be like, man, I gotta go try that mug out.
Let me ask you this: what's the craziest thing you seen while truck driving?
What's the craziest thing?
Yeah.
Shit, man, I ain't chilling, man. Man, people in them four wheelers, bro.
What
they, like just ride?
They act like they own the road, bro.
Oh, like car, like. Oh, I'm thinking about four wheelers. Like,
no, you
like,
talking about ATV?
No, I'm talking about cars.
Yeah, he's talking about cars.
Hilarious.
He called cars four wheelers.
Hold on. So you saying that truck drivers? Do y'all feel superiority to regular drivers? Y'all feel like.
Do you feel like we're superior to them?
Yeah, yeah. You feel like you got it over the normal crowd of regular drivers.
No, but man, no. We gotta respect the road. Yeah. So
keep it real.
So what four wheelers can do, we can't do. So I'd be like, come on, when like anytime they're around us, bro, I'd be like, come on, dog, y'all can burn us, bro. Why are you driving next to me, dude?
I'm calling cars four wheelers from here on out. I'm about to ride in my four wheeler.
Yeah, we four wheelers. We on four wheelers.
And what's crazy, I would never even call them that if I wasn't driving trucks.
Yeah,
I would start calling them that when I started driving trucks.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, appreciate you calling. All right,
bro. Well, we doing a special episode where we calling everybody back, as many as we can, so we got more calls to make, but be safe out there.
Hell yeah.
All right, appreciate it. I appreciate y'all calling me, though.
Yes, sir.
All right,
bro.
We'll make sure we lock you in, too.
Yep.
All right. That's funny. Folk calling, because at first I was like, four-wheelers? Well, he's talking about ATV.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too when he said four-wheelers. I was like, do they be on the highway?
I was like, where are you riding at? Well, there must be Meek Mill in there.
Right. Every time I go through Philly, it's just a bunch of
four-wheelers.
Talking about...
Y'all want to do Florence, South Carolina, or Jacksonville, Florida?
I mean, let's do it. Whatever's in the room. All
right. Which one are you choosing?
Florence.
He said he reached out to us through text message a couple times in the last couple weeks.
Then he said, I want to have something about relationships. And
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And then
it just inaudible. It's like the beginning of a movie. Just like, oh my God, what did he say?
I don't know what that man said.
Somebody get Tom Cruise on the phone.
What up,
man? I don't know what you said on that voice.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know
why
what
were
you said.
Speaking so soft in that voice?
That boy was so low and monotone.
That boy was speaking biblical. Man, I don't know what he was talking about.
Chill. I was at work. I've been trying to leave voicemail past two, 3 weeks. Kept just saying it was too full. You know, I figured, you know, the trap pumping. You know, I'm gonna let y'all do y'all thing, you know?
So you snuck in the bathroom at work with whispering.
Pretty much. You know, I was on the dog, I had to tuck away, you know?
So you sounded like Mace hiding from Diddy trying to make a call.
Well, we on the pod, what we doing?
Yeah, we on here. Yeah, we on
doing
the pod.
A special episode. We calling many people as we can.
Yeah, we just calling people.
Oh, that's lit. That's lit. So y'all reaching out, man.
So what was the question?
You said, I thought we heard something about relationship.
All right, so... It's me, my lady, and my son, right? We live in this two-bedroom apartment.
Okay.
And, you know, her mom has had her issues and stuff, things she was going through. So, yeah, you know, that's her mom. We let her move in and, you know, get on her feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, man, you know, she got her personality. My girl got hers. And this space is but so big, you know. And I work majority of the time. So that leaves my lady at home with her and my son. And, you know, they get into it and they go through it. But it's a lot, man. It's really a lot. So I'm wondering, how would y'all play a situation like this? And what do y'all think about a situation like this?
Wait, so you say it's her mom or your mom?
Hers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the reason for the mom living with y'all?
Save money. She had a surgery, so you know she ain't really had nowhere to go to besides gotcha. Us. So you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but she does. Is this temporary or just permanent?
It was temporary.
And now she's trying to make it permanent.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a slippery slope. Yeah,
definitely like, slippery slope.
You know, it's your girl, and then it's her mom. And it's like, do you have authority to kick her mom out, and how would your girl feel about that?
And is that your child together? That's
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also, it's a slippery slope if she's the main babysitter while y'all get to go out or y'all at work. You know, that can complicate things, too. Because it's like, if she's the baby.
No, it wasn't me. Hold on.
I got a question.
What'd you say?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt y'all.
No.
I was saying it wasn't even like that. Like, you know, like she just had her surgery and she was doing her thing to get back on her feet. But situations came up and things just didn't play out how she portrayed they were.
Yeah.
Still, that wasn't a problem. You know, I wasn't, you know, forcing her to get into anything really, you know. I just wanted to work and make money, make sure the fam ate and everybody was good, bills paid, that type of thing. But it's just the stress on the back end that be getting me.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Because I know once you get home from work, you want peace.
You want you ain't got relax.
Time to be putting out another fire.
Exactly.
Have y'all had like a sit down? Like, have you had a sit down? Like a you know with either you. Your girl and the mom, or you and the mom, or your girl and her mom. Like, has anybody had like a serious sit down?
Wrong.
Damn.
Plenty.
He said plenty. Okay. That's okay.
You know what it sounds like? Y'all need better help, and this is probably a good transition for our sponsor.
That's tough because. Like you said, if and then, you know, once moms get comfortable, she like, hey man, look, this my
hold
daughter.
Hold on, what's her name, G? My bad.
I'm Marquise from Somerville, South Carolina.
Marquise,
I appreciate you calling, Marquise. Yeah. Hey, look,
yeah, man.
I'm sorry about your situation, but let me ask you this: are there any positives at all to this situation?
She be cooking, though.
Honestly, that's what I be trying to work at too. Manny, like, really, I know you mayhem, so you're stuck in what is it, all the downsides.
I just asked which one's positive. I just asked what's the positives.
You know, family time together. Really, I say that.
That's you okay. Do you enjoy that?
Thought about it.
Do you?
I do. There's times I do, but there's times where I just like being alone.
Yeah,
know?
For sure.
Like my peace.
Okay, I think I got you. Go down to Home Depot. I believe they sell little dog sheds that if you build them big enough, you could put a couple back to back in y'all back, and then if the apartment allows it, you could put it in the living room so you don't have to see her, kind of. You know what I'm saying? Like a little area she can sleep.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a tough one. I think the first step you could do is probably talk to your girl and see how long did your her mom,
because she got to understand here.
It'll have to be your girl to break it to the mom, I would think, first, because it's her mom. But if not, then it may be have to be you. But I would go to her first.
And she got
to
understand, as a man, like you got stress on your back. You got a family on your back, and you got your kid, and so like you actually don't. You genuinely don't need extra stress if you're trying to take care of this household and do what you need to do.
Does your wife work too?
My mic?
Your wife or your girl? Does she work?
No, not at the moment. Like,
see, that's...
Yeah, not at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's definitely... I would definitely talk to her about it and just be like, you know... And do you think she looks at it as like, this is going to be permanent? Your girl does?
No. Like, okay. Actually, today I just got home and another little incident they was going through and things just came up. So she just moved out. So, I mean, we really sitting down talking now when y'all had called and I was like, hold on, baby, I got to take this shit.
Yeah, no.
I'm about to say, go put the mom on the phone. We hear her side. But nah, don't do that. Don't make it worse.
Now, at the end of the day, man, just do what you know what I'm saying? Just do whatever's right, man. You know what I'm saying? But don't, what's right also doesn't mean like it's a burden on you.
And it may not feel good, but it's what has to get done. Like you got to do what you got to do for you and your family.
You, your family, and if it's better, and then, you know. And you know, it's always a way to work all parties be happy somehow. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all got to help her find a place. Or if somebody else can help step in temporarily, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But where there's a will, there's a way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that, man. Like I said, huge time fan, man. I've been watching y'all content for a while now. I haven't been on since Durham Teamet, but you know the podcast, I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I like
appreciate
Mayhem, that, dog. Howard, Manny Mayhem, go crazy, Action Cam. Appreciate
it, man.
Thank you, brother.
Go crazy, and I like the fact that y'all really take time to do this. You know, not many people doing this and really understanding their fans, and I appreciate that.
Thank you, family.
Appreciate it, man. We're going to lock you in, but we got more calls to make. But make sure you listen to this tomorrow when we drop it.
Yeah.
Hear yourself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm in there. And one thing to Manny, he keeps saying my name wrong when I send him these videos on the Mayhem Hour.
Oh, what?
It's Kesey, not Quizzy.
Kesey.
Kesey Senior. I'm a Senior.
I got you, G. KCC. I appreciate you, man.
All right, bro.
I'm gonna keep it real though. I'm gonna fuck it up again one more time.
But
you know it's all love. You know it's all love.
All love, man. All love from him.
All right, bro. Have a good one.
All right. That's funny. Kesey. Not Queasy, not Quiz. Kesey.
Keys, like Keys.
It do look like Quay. It look like Quiz.
Kesey.
Marquise.
You think all gallon jugs are made the same? Because, like, some gallon jugs be looking like more than a gallon. Then other gallon jugs look like...
You gotta give them some context. There ain't no video.
Oh, yeah, there ain't no video. I'm looking at a man. He got his gallon water jug, and I got one water jug. But his look like it's over a gallon, but it's just maybe because it's... I don't know. It's more vertical. I guess mine more wide.
But it's not a gallon. It's 128 ounces.
So that's... Do you know how many ounces in a gallon?
Rome, you need to take school.
I need to take school?
You need to take school.
All right. Let's go to Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Home, my projects.
Come on now.
Come on, man.
Cuckoo Kyle.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Please say cuckoo, nigga.
Let's hear his voice, man.
Say the cuckoo.
Two with no name. Come on, brother. Stop tripping. I know y'all might get sued or some shit, but man, stop it. It's easy for me to say, hey, man,
I'm saying
whole damn shit.
Hold on.
Wait.
Hold on. Wait.
Tattoo with no name? Come on, brother, stop tripping.
Tattoo?
I know y'all might get sued or some shit, but man, that is. It's easy for me to say. Hey, man, that was the whole damn shit.
It sounded like T-Pain is drunk off something.
So that was on Tuesday. He left another message. So let me see if that brings any more context to this.
What's up, my nigga? It's Ace tapping in from Milwaukee. What? Just gotta know. Why y'all say Broly like Broly, bro? It's Broly.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we said bro. Okay, well, my bad. Right.
It's Broly.
No, it's Broly.
Yeah, it's Broly.
He sound like Broly. Yosemite Sam.
You gotta leave him a voicemail now.
Oh, no, text, maybe?
Voicemail.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
Come on, voicemail.
Maybe he doesn't have voicemail. Is that possible?
Yeah.
All
right. No. You must have ran.
You have finished your message. Oh.
No, this nigga got us.
Press one.
Hey, you a wild boy.
You a wild boy. Hey,
it's that, the trap.
That's your voicemail. That's crazy.
Your voicemail, wild. The voicemails you left us wild.
If you don't have a job, I see why. When they call you, they like, what the fuck?
He was a nice young man at the meeting. Let's give him a call back. Like, what's up, motherfuckers? Oh, my funny. God.
And it's 128 ounces in the gas.
So let me check on my rice real
okay.
quick.
That's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we got Jacksonville.
Y'all smelling good.
Y'all know y'all smell it, right?
We got Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to play the voicemail from Jacksonville?
Yeah.
It's Jamel, man. I was just calling. I just finished listening to the episode. Man, the chapstick you need is Burt's Bees. I'm telling you now, a shawty put me on 2 weeks ago. Works wonders. They got like a peppermint tea tree oil one. I just used the regular one. But yeah. And I put it in the jeans, that little pocket, the little coin pocket. I put the chapstick right there, too. So, yeah, Burt's Bees. Yeah, go ahead and get that. But
okay.
My question was, y'all niggas consider spaghetti as a side dish? Because I was at this function, and there's a little family gathering, and they were serving spaghetti as a side. And I was like, that's cool. at a gathering, but at home, I'm eating spaghetti as a main dish. So I'm
that's a good one.
I don't know. I want to see what y'all think about that. Just let me know. But anywho, appreciate what y'all doing out there. Keep the episodes. This past one was hilarious. So yeah, that's all. Peace.
Well, he said, that, but he was letting us know Burt's Bees or something.
What's his name again? It was Jamel?
Yeah, Jamel. He was like, Burt's Bees is a good one to go with. He's talking about Chapstick, but then he said, do we consider spaghetti a side dish? Because he was at a function and they had spaghetti as a side dish. He said, but when he at home, he has a main dish, but I do be seeing it at functions as a side dish. Yeah. So we can call him back and see if
you have your feeling on it, Ken?
Yeah.
Okay.
yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
you already know what time it is.
Oh, yeah, Spaghetti Boys.
You already know what time it is. First off, before we get into your question, what's up with all the gangs in Jacksonville, man?
I couldn't tell you. This is about 20 years old.
Where you live now?
I live in Detroit right now.
Okay.
Hey, I got a question.
I got to keep Chapstick on.
I got a question. What's up with the gangs in Detroit? I'm just fucking with you. I'm fucking with you.
You know what? I just realized that all blood members probably use Burt's Bees.
Oh, yeah. I could definitely see that.
For
it's
sure.
It's easy to say.
For sure, Burt's Bees.
Man, did I say Burt's Bees? I meant to say Carmex.
Oh, come on. You said Burt's Bees.
Well, it still got a red cap.
It got a red cap, though.
But okay, I meant to say
Aquaphor. Now you being funny. But we call them about this spaghetti. So you said at a function it was a side. To me, was it designated as a side or was it just all the food is out?
Yeah, because, you know, they had all the food out and they had, you know, they had the meat over there and then the spaghetti was next to the salad and it was next to like the mac and cheese. It was next.
Hmm.
It was
interesting
by the sides. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting. Because you could just take the spaghetti in a salad and that's a meal.
Yeah.
Spaghetti in the salad?
No, not put it in the salad. I'm saying you could have spaghetti and a salad. Yeah,
because that's where I had it in my house growing up. We had spaghetti. And my mom always make a salad. Yeah,
but see,
spaghetti
was always the main. Spaghetti was the main, and the salad was the side.
And the bread.
Yeah.
If you got lucky enough to get some garlic bread, like
you were blessed. Yeah, you were blessed.
That Texas toast.
Yeah, you
were doing well.
You were doing well.
You were well off. But to me,
Kroger brand.
Yeah, I think in the black household and maybe most Italian households, spaghetti is a main.
That's a main. Yeah,
but I guess in America maybe or.
No, what it is like at events. It's only been events, right? It's only really events. I think it's because in America we got this thing called potluck. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where everybody brings something to
the. We heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just telling, just for the people, I'm explaining, just in case they don't know. But it's for everybody brings their own dish to whatever event you at, and then you end up with a mixture of different shit that probably don't go together usually.
I think
companies just do that too. Like
And look, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking until he said they were all, the spaghetti was by all the sides. So it looked like they had the main meats over here, and they put all the sides over here. So whoever was in charge of the sides considered spaghetti a side.
And then
that has meat in it as well.
That's true. Right. Yeah, yeah.
See, that's why I consider it main. But if there's main meats there.
Side question about the spaghetti.
Yeah.
Do you put the brown sugar in there?
I've had it before. I'm not mad at it.
My mom didn't do that growing up.
My mom never did that.
I had it once, and I was like, I kind of like it because we grew up with it a little bit spicy.
Okay.
You know, I like the spicy marinara with the spaghetti.
Okay.
And then this one girl, she did it with the brown sugar. I was like, ooh, shit.
The brown sugar ain't bad. You can't put too much.
I'm not going to judge you and tell you not to do it for me, but I like my savory things to be savory. I like my salty things to be salty. I like my sweets to be sweet. So I wouldn't want brown sugar in mine, but hey, to each his own.
You know what? If you didn't grow up in a household with the Tupperware that was red from the spaghetti stains, then I don't think you really grew up.
Here's the thing, my mom put the whole pot in there.
It was a waste of time to do it.
It was so much spaghetti. Just put the whole pot in there.
You'd be eating on spaghetti for 2 months.
Oh yeah.
Even on that for a week.
Spaghetti's gonna last.
Absolutely.
That's why it can't be a side.
Yeah, it can't be a side.
But I don't think they make spaghetti like that no more. Cause my pasta don't last as long as when my mom did it.
No, it's because you're not making as moms make it to feed a community. Yeah, moms make it to feed a community. Like they feed a community.
Well, our pots aren't that big.
Later that week, you like, okay, I'm just gonna eat enough for tonight.
You know what? Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't put spaghetti as a side dish because, like, you know, the bad bitches, like, they the side dishes, right? They not going to be there for you in the long haul. But your main, your wife, your spaghetti, she going to stretch.
She going to stretch.
Yeah, she going to stretch. So,
and hopefully if she thick, that means she got that ground beef.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You know, the white girls just be pasta sauce.
She could be savory or she could be sweet. Brown sugar or spicy marinara.
Yeah, your side, you can switch your side.
I like if my girl be little tomato basil.
Little tomato basil. Okay,
my girl be little tomato.
You like your girl traditional? She like,
I like it basil. Kick it up a little bit.
Okay,
no, she culture.
Okay, little foreign spaghetti. Yeah.
Or a little vodka cream sauce.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want this a Prego like traditional.
You want a Prego traditional? Okay.
No, okay.
Right. Gotcha.
It got to be the Rouse or the brand that you never heard of. Just something in cursive.
This boy getting money.
Yeah, he getting money. That Rouse. He getting money. Okay.
That'd be $8 a jar right there.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Oh yeah.
$8 a jar is gonna last 8 months.
That nigga use a teaspoon a month.
Oh yeah, he use a teaspoon. He said I can't use all this.
It gotta come in a glass jar.
Yeah, it gotta come in a glass.
The rest of it be brown sugar. He just take one teaspoon.
Yeah, if you buying spaghetti sauce in a plastic jar, no, that ain't it. You gotta put that back.
You had the Dollar General if it's in a plastic.
Yeah, thank you for calling, dog.
Ragu come in plastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, yeah, no, yeah. I don't do the ragu.
I like Ryu, but not ragu.
All right, dog.
All right, bro.
I like my pasta sauce BPA free.
BPA.
What was his name?
Jamil, I believe. Yeah, Jamil.
He was funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, pasta sauce.
Do you have a favorite pasta? Like, I do like it with a little basil in it. When it got a little basil in it, I like that.
I like them all, man. I like a little Alfredo. I like a little vodka. I like a little.
Is Alfredo too basic now? Like at where we at? Like is
no,
it,
look,
where we at?
No, look. Sorry, right, let me break it down. Fuck with me.
Talk to me.
Alfredo's just the base right now.
Okay.
It's what you doing with it. So like when I do an Alfredo, I'm usually doing like a jerk salmon or a jerk shrimp to have all the flavors mixed in.
Okay,
I'm not just doing like
not just
this
basic,
Alfredo.
Like shrimp Alfredo.
It.
Yeah, that
nah, ain't. That ain't the main. That's just a compliment.
Okay.
If I'm doing like a seafood pasta, I'll do Alfredo, but I'll season it up with some Old Bay. So I'm changing the complexity.
You bring the sauce with the season.
I'm bringing different flavors with the Alfredo.
Gotcha.
Like, if I'm just going to do plain, then I'll do like a basil. I mean, not basil, a pesto.
Like
pesto.
Pesto, so much flavor.
Yeah. And I love me some pesto.
Pesto's
that's
up
elite.
There. Because pesto's that's elite. Up there.
You could throw any type of meat in there.
With pesto,
and
yeah.
With pesto and pasta.
Yeah. That's
fire. But if I'm going a red sauce, then give me some tomato basil.
And you know what? Trader Joe's had the fire pesto, but they ain't got it no more for some reason.
Yeah, they got a new one now.
I haven't had it in a while, but that's the best one.
Yeah, let me tell y'all what to do, because I thought it was seasonal, because it was gone for a couple weeks, but it's back.
Uh-oh, it's back.
Get the lobster bisque at Trader Joe's.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pour that thing in that pot, let it warm up a little bit, and season it with Old Bay.
That's it?
Like, put some seasoning. Ooh. Oh, that's all you need. And then make some shrimp.
Okay. Okay.
You know, make your noodles. Yeah. Mix it all together.
Ooh-wee.
And once you mix in the lobster bisque and the shrimp with the noodles, put some more Old Bay.
Oh, put some more
some
Old
garlic,
Bay. Okay.
Garlic powder. Mix it up. Fire.
Fire.
And you can top it off with some fresh basil.
Okay. But the lobster bisque is basically your sauce.
You got to season it up with some Old Bay.
Like,
Old Bay.
You get some of that seafood.
Okay.
He's awakening the Marylander.
I'm telling you, man.
The Old Bay.
I'm about to do it today.
Okay.
Well, damn, ran out of Old Bay, so I had some smoked paprika and some garlic.
Ran out of goddamn Old Bay.
I was going to lick the pot while he was
talking. I'm telling y'all.
I was going to lick the pot. We'll do another one.
Bolognese. That might be too fancy for the crowd.
I ain't know.
Bolognese is good.
Yeah, bolognese
is good.
That's
my favorite.
But that's a lot of meat. I can't eat that.
Yeah,
you know,
but it's good,
though. A lot of time. That's just like a 4 hour, at minimum, 4 to 6 hour dish.
That shit good, though.
But a good
and then another one,
pasta.
I'll give you another. There's so many pastas in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is a burnt pasta. Okay. I forgot what they call it, but it's you literally.
Oh, you talking about the pasta that be at the bottom when your mom, when you done at the, it's with the family and
kinda,
it's sticking to the bottom
kinda,
of
the kinda, but there's actually an Italian dish where they do that on purpose. Mm. And that shit is so fired, nigga.
That sounds
because
good.
The burnt part tastes so, that it like caramelizes oh, the yeah, pasta yeah. or something. Like, that's a fire pasta that I had. And of course, like, yeah, the carbonara or the, like, the. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's a lot of pasta.
What's your favorite noodle? What's your favorite noodle?
Fettuccine, man. I love fettuccine.
I like fettuccine, but a lot of times, sometimes when you cooking fettuccine, you got to really watch it and cook it because sometimes you won't cook some all the way through. So I think the sweet spot is linguine.
Yeah, I like linguine.
Actually, I love linguine,
but it's thin enough that it is fully cooked perfectly.
If I'm being lazy, give me a penne. If I'm being late, but linguine,
penne works on some. And you know, it depends on the dish you make.
True.
Because macaroni and never mind.
Don't go there. I like a good egg noodle too. I like the flat, thick egg noodles.
Yeah.
I like those too.
Thick noodles go off. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like lasagna noodle.
Yeah.
On lasagna's fire. No,
I think that's the only time you use it. Really.
Lasagna.
All right, let me go to another one. Let me open this phone.
Do another one. Then I got to go do some work.
Spaghetti, I used to.
I'm about to go do some work.
I started hating spaghetti, too, for a long time because that's the one I grew up the most
on. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So when I got out the house, I was like, no more spaghetti. I want all the other types. But nowadays, I've come back around. I love spaghetti.
Spaghetti,
just regular spaghetti
pasta
and noodles.
Pasta hit.
Nigga, let me tell you a good pasta dish.
Talk to him.
You throw some. He read me pretty damn well just now.
I'm hungry too, nigga. I'm about to go eat.
You saw I ate a salad. It ain't bullshit. pasta, boil it, rinse it, keep a little bit of the water.
Okay.
Throw some butter in that bitch.
I knew he was about to throw that butter in there.
You throw any type of seasoning you like. Nigga, I throw some lemon pepper on there. Noodles with some butter. Nigga,
butter, man. Butter hit.
You talking about poor man noodles? That's some good man noodles right there. Some
poor
butter,
man
pasta,
be
and whatever seasoning.
Some good ramen, boy.
Mm.
Remember that ramen I brought you, the broth?
How good
that was?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have it. I got to take both of y'all there if y'all want to go.
Ramen was serious. All
right, let's take one more. What y'all want?
It's hard to find good ramen, but yeah.
Y'all want Hyde's, Maryland, Cliffside Park,
New
Jersey?
Let's go to Maryland. We were talking about Old Bay.
See what Maryland's talking about.
Is Old Bay from Maryland?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to have to clear the inbox, probably. I know what people are going to do.
Yeah, that's on y'all. I'll let y'all do that.
That's on y'all.
Is it Phil?
Probably. Or...
Good morning. It's Steve. I'm calling from Baltimore. The indecent closure, I spoke
for
my soul. I definitely feel
Emmanuel. Hold on, that sound like Rome Dad, but not as deep.
Oh.
I can see what you're saying a little bit.
I ain't gonna necessarily say that it's gay as a man to have his toes up, but just don't nobody want to see that. So you have a woman and her feet are done and they out. It's a nice aesthetic.
It's a beautiful aesthetic.
But if I'm out at the dinner or out at lunch or I'm just walking out the boat, anybody really trying to see no man's feet?
Exactly.
I'm not trying to see nobody's feet who ain't aesthetically pleasing. Even if you're a woman, you know, sometimes they have to feet up, ashy or crusty or something like that, and you just like, put them things away, man. It's like it should be presented in the same way. And when they give, like, well, he was saying, like, it's not pleasing. The same way y'all was talking about thighs. It's like, when you see a woman's thighs out, it's cool. Men got thighs too, but them shorts a little bit too high. ain't nobody trying to see that, bro.
So you're talking to Rome and them Daisy Lukes.
I totally understand what he's saying. Definitely indecent exposure. And y'all hilarious for that.
Hey, y'all came up with that.
We call him back.
He's taking shots at you.
I like my Daisy Lukes.
I like my
Daisy. Let's call him.
I put my thighs up.
That's hilarious.
You don't want it.
Yeah, don't come to Baltimore. Fight against the man. Fuck it. I'm wearing my Lukes.
Wearing
my Lukes.
wear my Lukes.
That boy in the wire in Baltimore.
Gotta leave voicemail. I can't be the only one that don't answer. Everybody answer.
Sorry, Mr. Call. Please leave a name, number, and a brief message after the tone, and I'll be sure to get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks and have a great day.
I don't know what job you're trying to get, but that is not your voice on that voice. It's just a trap.
Calling you back, man.
Talk about these toes, and we was taking shots at Rome, so you're going to see his thighs.
You going to see my thighs, bro. I'm coming to Baltimore with my thighs out, my nigga.
He said he like Birdman. He pulling up
pulling up on Baltimore.
Don't do that in Baltimore, bro. I'm telling you, they'll be quick to throw some North Face jacket over your goddamn thighs.
Look, I know it's the wire, but I'm coming with my wired shorts.
All right, bro.
All right, dog.
That's funny.
All right, y'all.
One last one. I feel like we could talk to somebody.
Okay. Yeah,
end on a conversation.
I'm hungry now.
Okay. All right. We'll wrap it up right at.
All right. New Jersey.
And you could just call.
Hit Jersey. We don't like Jersey.
Actually, that's hilarious.
We love Jersey, y'all. We just playing. The aesthetics of it, I don't like. Come on, Jersey. Dang.
Come on, Cliffside.
Come on, Cliffside. It sounds like it's nothing but convenience stores in Cliffside.
Come on, voicemail.
All right, y'all.
I'm giving one more ring if it don't go voicemail.
Where is it at?
Cliffside.
Georgia?
Jersey.
Jersey.
I don't know where that's at.
Yeah, I don't know what type of accent that he had.
Albany, last one.
Is her name Albany or is it Albany, Georgia?
Albany.
Hello.
Uh oh.
Don't try to be cool answering the phone.
Yeah, trying to be all.
You acting all smooth and
like, come on. Talking about hello. You know who it is. What's wrong with you? Come on, dog.
I'm weak.
This man picked up like it was a girl call.
He's like, yeah, hello. Yeah. No, it's the trap, dog. What's good?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain, you know.
You was in bed or something? What you over there doing?
At work.
I get it. That makes sense. Where you working at?
But the door closed. So.
Where you working at?
I work at Georgia Southern.
Oh, okay, you work at Georgia Southern. Okay, right. Nice.
Well, we was calling you back. You got a question or anything?
So, had a story because I watched y'all's last podcast about the Ancestry.com video.
Yeah.
And that reminded me of the story in my family where Yeah, so I was doing a class project in undergrad for my, it was an ancestry project. And part of it, you had to go on ancestry.com, determine who your family was. Next thing you know, I get a DM. And Ancestry, I didn't even know you could get DMs at Ancestry. So she's like, hey, my name is Debbie, and, I saw your name, and I wanted to know if you were related to Donald Reed. I'm like, yeah, that's my grandfather. So she was like, oh, yeah, call me. Here's my number. I'm trying to find my family. My dad's name is Frank. I'm like, I've never met Frank, but I've heard of Frank because that's my grandfather's brother. Literally looked like a white version of my grandfather.
So, oh, shit.
Look, so I told my mom, I'm like, hey, mom, this lady named Debbie was like, hey, she's trying to find her family. here's her number. Maybe you can call her. I'm too young. I don't know what's going on in the family. Maybe you can talk to her. She's like, sure, but Debbie know who her family is. I don't know what she's talking about. I was like, well, this Debbie said her dad's name was Frank. My mom was like, oh.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Like, okay, I give her number. So she gives her number, and they have this whole conversation. My mom gets off the phone. She's like, wow. You know, they didn't even know they were black.
Damn.
So, my great-uncle essentially passed as white his whole life, or passed as whatever they told him he was in the military, never disclosed who his family was to his wife. They lived their life as Mexican-American their whole life.
As Mexican? What? Okay. Keep going.
Because the wife was Mexican-American.
Hilarious.
So he never told them anything about the family. Basically said we were all dead. Oh. So she started doing digging herself when he got sick.
Yo.
Without him knowing. And somehow got in contact with me while I was doing my project.
That's crazy.
That is wild.
My man passing as the amigo for his whole life.
And so what is
when he really just amigo?
dog.
No, that's crazy.
So he ends up passing away. My grandfather tried to go to the funeral. Debbie's brother is like, no, you can't come to the funeral because nobody that he knew knows y'all even exist. We don't want to cause a stir. Because like I said, he looked just like Uncle Frank, but just black. So they see this black, random black man that looked just like the deceased sitting in the church. They're going to be looking like...
They gonna be looking like ghosts come back black.
Damn, that's crazy.
But they ended up going to the family reunion and meeting all the new family and everything. I just so happened not to be able to show up because I had to work. So the one that even found them couldn't even be there. So they're meeting all this new family, finding out that they're black. Not only Debbie's husband is like Asian. So he filming the whole thing. I don't know how they didn't start a whole documentary yet.
And it's funny, that stuff happens more commonly than we think. It's happened everywhere. It's just people just don't be telling but this truth about their family. That's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, but I mean, like, you can't blame them.
I mean, yeah.
The military in the 1940s.
Yeah, that's different.
You're telling you not black, you gonna tell them anything different?
Nope. They got it.
So does that change anything for you at all, though?
I got an A on my project.
Fantastic.
You got to
wrap it up like that. That's funny.
All right, brother.
That's funny.
Appreciate right, bro. You calling.
What's your name, G?
Huh?
What's your name
again?
Coleman.
Coleman. Okay. We're going to lock you in, all right?
Got you.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yes, right, sir.
Bro. Peace.
Y'all have a
good one.
You too.
That nigga said, I got an A on my brother. You got an A on my brother.
That's real.
That number called it back.
Oh, the Maryland number?
Yeah. So let me just take that and that's it. Let me just save him first. Coleman Ancestry. all right, hold on.
What's happening?
Yeah, man.
What's going on?
I heard you ain't want my thighs out, fam. What's good?
Yeah, keep them thighs to yourself.
He can't wear his Daisy Lukes. You saying Rome can't wear his Daisy Lukes?
No, I'm coming to Maryland. I'm calling. I'm coming to Maryland.
When you see me in the vicinity, go ahead
and tuck your thighs. Nah, nigga. Me and you going to the park, nigga.
Yeah, hey, I feel you. I don't want to see Rome feet either.
yo, and it automatically turned the whole the atmosphere sour when you see a dude with his toes out. I ain't with none of that.
It's different, dog. It's different to see a man just like, listen, and I'm not saying like if you roommates with somebody, that is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, people gonna have their feet out. But when you out in public,
you don't want to see public feet.
You know what I'm saying? One, like, I'm looking down, I might be looking for some nice feet, and then I just see these feet out. I look up and I see you, and I'm like, bro, put your feet up. And some Daisy Lukes too. Nah, I can't have
both. You gotta pick one.
You gotta put all that up. You gotta start dressing like a Muslim.
Which one you rather see? The toes out or the thighs out?
Nah, rather.
Yeah. You had to pick. Which one?
He said rather. You gotta take the toes, nigga. You gotta take the toes.
Oh, man. I wanna
see. Yeah, that's a. I'd rather see neither.
Where you? You from Maryland?
From where?
Are you from Maryland?
I'm from Baltimore.
Yeah, that's a, them niggas don't say Maryland.
Okay, my bad. My bad. You from Baltimore. Yeah, my bad. My fault.
Which is in Maryland.
he said,
I ain't claiming Maryland. He said, I'm from Baltimore. I'm Baltimore.
I bet.
You asked me if you know Baltimore is totally different than Maryland. That's a whole
different. Yeah, no, for sure. Absolutely.
Like going into Baltimore, crossing that highway is like going into Narnia. Man, y'all a different world. Hey. I've been seeing these videos of, like, you know you from Baltimore when such and such and such, right? Have you seen those?
Man, those be them East Side niggas, man. We West Side those.
Okay, give me a West Side. Okay. Give me a West Side one right quick.
Oh, just stay fly. Just stay cool. You know what I'm saying? Oh, so that be that East Side, all that dude too.
So West Side is where it's at.
You call each other what?
Say
dummy. Oh, yeah, dummy. All right, yeah.
So everything Marvin be talking about in his story is true about Baltimore.
Some of it is, yeah. Some of it, for the most part.
That's funny.
Well, we know that y'all niggas be having a bunch of daddies up there.
It's so crazy. You can live in Baltimore and have two totally different experiences, though. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to put you into.
But two totally different black experiences? Or is it white and black?
Say it again. Is it two
totally different black experiences, or is it like a white experience and a black experience?
I'm a proud non-street nigga, so therefore my experience in Baltimore was totally different.
Got you.
I'm a proud non-street nigga.
Got you.
That's facts.
You a stand-up brother.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all know Sidney Castillo, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He got a whole bit. He was talking about how he was saying, like, you grew up in the suburbs. He said, you ain't never been in the hood. He said, heavens no.
Oh, yeah.
Heavens no.
Yeah, Sydney
funny.
Heavens no. Yeah, Sydney funny, man.
You be eating them crab cakes?
Absolutely. Yo, you know what's wild? It's crazy. I'm like getting into it. I used to eat crabs, all that shellfish, everything, right?
Yeah.
About 2 years ago, I just all of a sudden got to start getting a real bad, like, allergy to the point where I get real nauseous when I eat shrimp. Crabs, so it's like I still force myself to eat crabs, but when I eat it, I instantly get nauseous.
Damn, that's crazy, bro.
Damn,
that's
Baltimore blasphemy.
A whole genre of food out my whole repertoire.
Damn, that's like that. They might as well cut your dick off.
You know what they say? What helps with that allergy to eat is you gotta have your toes out when you eat it.
I never even heard that.
Hey, man, thank you for calling, brother.
Hey, we're going to lock you in the phone, man.
What's your name?
Evan.
What'd you say?
Evan.
Evan, okay.
Ivan. Evan or Ivan?
Evan. Evan. Not Ivan. Ivan Drago?
All right, bro. Have a good one.
Thank you, dog.
Y'all too, man. See ya.
Niggas
instead of
y'all too.
Yeah, y'all too.
Y'all too.
y'all east side, west side niggas get along.
Y'all stop all that.
Y'all too close to not get along.
Together.
Hope y'all. All right, listen to y'all gonna be listening to this on Tuesday.
Man putting his blue tea.
Blue tea. All right, right, man. Thank y'all for listening. We got to do these episodes more often. That's fun. So we can return all y'all's calls and whatnot.
We'll come out with a line called Baltimore Bluetooth.
Baltimore Bluetooth. No,
Bluetooth. Bluetooth. Baltimore Bluetooth.
Make sure y'all like, subscribe, comment, and until next time, we out.
Oh, I didn't press the record button.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.